Welcome to The Gifts of the Universe, the podcast based on the book by the same title, available on Amazon. Each week, our host and the author of the book, Chris Wilcock, will explore a topic from the exciting world of manifesting. In his book, The Gifts of the Universe, our host, Chris Wilcock, describes how he first discovered and started using the Law of Attraction. Chris describes the lessons and techniques that he found through extensive research to become truly effective in his quest to connect with the universe. Whether you are new to the world of the Law of Attraction or have been using it for a while, either successfully or not, doesn't matter. Each week we will explore what works and what doesn't, and learn together how to be better at manifesting our best lives right now. Please join Chris each week as he digs a little deeper into this fascinating universe and discover how it all works. This podcast comes to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Join us in this beautiful spot every week. And please make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check out Chris's book on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe.
Hi everybody, Chris Wilcock here for the Gifts of the Universe. I know, it's been a very long time since I've done a podcast, and for that I'm very sorry. Sometimes I think it's very important when we come to milestones in our lives to stop, step back, and take in the view, which is what I did after having done 26 episodes of the Gifts of the Universe. I had not stopped doing my podcast, but was simply taking a break to refresh. In my last podcast, which was back in March, I mentioned that a big change had happened for me. I was making a big move in my life. I had sold my house in the Lower Mainland of Vancouver and was making a move to live on the north end of Vancouver Island, which was hundreds of miles away. The main reason I was making that move was for a sense of something simpler, quieter, something that suited me much better. Well, I did exactly that. And for the past few months, I've been busy moving, organizing, and settling into my new place. And let me tell you, I love my new situation. I love the new area. I now live in a rural area outside of a small town in the country. There are deer and wildlife everywhere. There's even black bears have been spotted walking down the road on a regular basis. Now, I'm not saying that's ideal. I'm just saying it's kind of nice to be back to nature. It's a quieter area. It's a big change for me, and it's a fantastic change. So, like I said, I knew when I made that move that I would be putting my podcasts on hold. I just didn't know for how long. But like most things in life, everything happens at the right time. During the past few months, I have spent numerous hours thinking about the topics of the Gifts of the Universe. I've been thinking about all the concepts as a whole that make up the Gifts of the Universe, everything that was in my book, everything that was in these podcasts. I allowed myself to reflect on those, think about those things, and sort of gain some new perspective. When I paused doing the podcast, I was at a very natural place in the topic. We had covered most of the material based on my book, The Gifts of the Universe. We had touched on every topic within the book that I had ever expected to cover. So in other words, it was a very good place to stop and take a break. But like I said, it was a little longer of a break than I'd expected. So again, I'm sorry for not being there on a weekly basis with my podcasts. But I thank all of you who continue to listen to the episodes and support the podcast. I thank you. As I began to get ready to record this episode, it became evident to me that people are still listening. People are tuning in to my episodes, catching up on the 26 episodes. We have a lot of new listeners. In fact, the number of listeners has increased, and the locations of these listeners continues to grow wider. We have people from all over the world, and some of those locations are just broadening out, spreading out. There are just people listening everywhere, and for that I thank you, and it's fantastic, guys. So it tells me that there's a lot of important information here that I share with you guys. The concepts are things that touch a lot of people and are really important. Okay, so I believe the message that my podcast provides is just as strong as ever and very much something that you, the listener, is interested in. Like I said, one of the reasons I paused where I did was because I was making a big move to a new location. And the other reason was that I had covered the material in the book that I'd wanted to cover. In the 26 episodes that I had covered the most important information and thought it was a very natural place to pause. So I do want to emphasize that it was a natural place to pause. I needed some time to reflect on, you know, where to go next with the podcasts. So during my time away from these podcasts, I was able to pay attention and sort of, you know, see the bigger picture and decide on what would be the best approach once I started up again. So I decided that I wanted to stay true to the concepts, but I wanted to explore those with a different view. I want to have more detail and build on those concepts, exploring them in even more depth. These are important concepts. The Gifts of the Universe covers a lot of material that really works when we use the law of attraction, when we want to manifest and build better, stronger lives. There are so many concepts in there that ring true that we need to understand, but there's obviously material there that we can explore at greater depth and go into some of the caverns and some of the nooks and crannies within those concepts. Okay, so the ideas within my book, they're not new. They're as old as time. But they are ideas that in our fast-paced lives with so little time for reflection or contemplation, some people dismiss them as quickly as they can. But for those of you who find yourself here listening to me right now or have been listening to episodes, you must see something in them. Even if it's just the deep down in your soul, a knowing that these words spark a glimmer of truth. And somewhere within you, you know there has to be a way to connect to the universe and make this concept work for you. And there is. If you follow the gifts of the universe and you explore these concepts and you spend time getting better and improving your approach, you will find it really does work. So, it is with you in mind, those who have taken this journey to investigate the concept of manifesting the world you want, living a life that you have some internal control over, using your thoughts, at the very least, steering you with your attitude where you want to go in life, that I say thank you and welcome back. There is a great deal of spiritual information that we can use on this path. So going forward in these episodes, we will explore many concepts. Many of those concepts will contain material just outside of my book that I didn't explore in my book, but those concepts will help us gain clarity and understanding as we work to use the law of attraction and understand the spiritual laws that are the focus of drawing that life to you that you desire. You're all listening to these episodes and doing this work because you want to get better at manifesting the life and the world that you want, and that's through a spiritual path. There is a strong connection for all of us to the universe and to that greater mindset that allows us to bring to us what we truly want to bring to us, okay? It has so much to do with our beliefs. It has so much to do with our thoughts. All of these concepts will be built upon in the next, you know, so many episodes, and I hope you stay with me. So I have several ideas about upcoming topics, but I also want to have input from you, the listener. In the next episode, we are going to explore how important our thoughts are in manifesting our best lives. We're going to take a look at ways to control our thoughts, and I'm going to try to show you how to become gatekeepers of our thoughts. It's important that we understand that our thoughts are not just random, that we do have some control over our thoughts, okay? And with those concepts, we can learn to become gatekeepers to help us purge much of the negative thinking that plagues many of us and allows us to focus on the positive thoughts. But as I said, I want to hear from you guys. So what I'm going to do is ask you guys to email me. Email me your thoughts, email me ideas and concepts that you would like to see featured in upcoming episodes. If there's a topic that you would like to explore around the gifts of the universe, around law of attraction, or any other spiritual concept, send it to me, okay? Maybe you want to hear more about a topic that we've explored, but you want to explore it a little deeper, or maybe you have a question about something that we did cover in a previous episode, but you didn't fully understand, and you want to delve a little more into that. If you don't want me to use your name, just tell me in the email not to use your name, and I'll just say a listener, right? So whatever the topic is, whatever it is, send me an email to chris at chriswilcock.ca. Now I'm going to spell it out for you. C-H-R-I-S at C-H-R-I-S-W-I-L-L-C-O-C-K.ca. Okay, so that's Chris at chriswilcock.ca, which is my website. And as a way of inspiring you guys to send me those ideas, those concepts, whatever you want to talk about, as a way of inspiring you, the first three people who send me emails and let me know their thoughts or suggestions, I will mail you a paperback copy, and for what it's worth, I will sign it. I will send you my paperback copy of The Gifts of the Universe, right? So you may already have a copy, you may not, but nonetheless, I'll sign it. Let me know who you are, give me the information where to send it, and I'll send it anywhere in the world. Now, it has been a year since I published my book, The Gifts of the Universe. That is the work that these podcasts are based upon. That book is out there, but the concepts in that book are extremely important and they're what we've been talking about. But I'm willing to explore a lot of different areas around the concepts within that book. Any spirituality topic that you can think of, anything that helps build on your understanding of the gifts of the universe, manifesting, the laws of attraction, that kind of thing. They will all tie back into the law of attraction and these concepts. As long as they do, I'm more than happy to explore it. So guys, I really appreciate you coming back. This is all I wanted to say for today. In the next episode, I'm going to be talking a lot about your thoughts. So until next week, thanks for listening all this time. I really do appreciate it. If you're new to these podcasts, please consider picking up my book on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe. Give it a read. Let me know your thoughts. Or like I said, be one of the first three people to send me an email, and I'll send you that signed copy. Thanks, guys. This has been The Gifts of the Universe, episode 27. We're going to call this one Refresh as we get back to the business of learning how to manifest and build that life we truly want. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I really appreciate it. It's been a wonderful journey over the last year. I appreciate you understanding that I needed to take a break. And for that, I thank you. And until next week, guys, enjoy, and we'll talk to you then. Thanks.